From the WGXU Newsroom, this is the WGXU Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. Ryan Anglim is reporting in the Daily Mail, voters in Greenville overwhelmingly rejected a $5.4 million fire station proposal Tuesday, March 24th. The final vote was 486-84. Fire Commissioner Ted Nugent said the district commissioners will reassess the situation when they meet next week. Nugent said, quote, "The board will reevaluate the vote and see what different things went on. Then we'll see which direction we're going to go," unquote. The proposal called for a one-story, energy-efficient, 16,000-square-foot concrete block building in Greenville Center near the intersection of State Route 81 East and County Route 41. The proposal was the result of a 15-year discussion by the Board of Commissioners, volunteer firefighters, and members of the community. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail, the Department of Environmental Conservation has accepted a signed order of consent from composting facility operator Frederick A. Edwards III to remediate illegally placed fill affecting a wetland. Edwards' facility is located at 2869 Route 23A in Palinville. During an on-site inspection in August 2013, the DEC found fill had been dumped over the slope and into the wetlands in violation of state regulations. Edwards will pay $2,000, a portion of the potential $11,000 fine, with the signing of the consent order. A remainder of the fine will be suspended as long as he complies with the terms of the order. Edwards must grade back all filled material to create a stable slope away from the wetland boundary, and also install an erosion control barrier by June 15th. A neighbor complained to the DEC and other public officials alleging Edwards had been filling in the wetlands with materials that are contaminating the water. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Jessica Bakeman is reporting at Capitol Confidential. Senate Republican leader Dean Skello said Tuesday, March 24th, his conference and Governor Andrew M. Cuomo are close to a deal that would create an expert panel to explore changes in teacher evaluations and other education reforms. Skello said he is still negotiating with Cuomo on the criteria of what the panel would review. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins recommended the creation of such a panel in a March 9th letter to Skelos outlining her conference's budget priorities. Assemblymember Amy Paulin, a Democrat from Westchester, said her conference would support the creation of a panel of educators to hash out details of a new teacher evaluation system. Cuomo's communications director Melissa DeRosa tweeted Tuesday evening, quote, "There are a number of teacher evaluation proposals floating around. None of them have been agreed to," unquote. Read the full story at Capital New York. For the local weather forecast, today showers mainly after 4 p.m. with a high near 48. The chance of precipitation is 80%. Wednesday night, showers likely mainly before 11 p.m. Patchy fog after midnight, otherwise cloudy with a low around 38. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Thursday, rain mainly after noon. Patchy fog before noon with a high near 52. Thursday night, rain before midnight, then showers likely after midnight with a low around 39. Friday, a chance of showers mainly before 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 45. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 24. Sunrise today was at 6:48 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:13 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 24 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the fourth Wednesday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Athens Village Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Community Center, 2 First Street in Athens, 945-1551. The Cairo Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Cairo, 622-3120. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors Public Works Committee meeting is at 6 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Copay Camlet Revitalization Task Force meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic, 329-1234. The Hudson Common Council Public Works Committee meeting is at 5:30 p.m., Legal Committee meeting at 6:15 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Hudson Development Corporation meeting is at 12 noon at 1 North Front Street in Hudson, 751-1044. The Kinderhook Historical Committee meetings at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 4 Church Street in Niverville, 784-2233. And the Philmont Village Board Workshop meetings at 7 p.m. at Village Hall, 124 Main Street in Philmont, 672-7032. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.